NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Health officials have treated three children in Colorado suspected of having multi-system inflammatory syndrome after contracting COVID-19. Dr. Samuel Dominguez of Children's Hospital Colorado says parents should be assured that health officials around the state are capable of handling the complications in children that could come with a coronavirus infection. More than 100 children around the country have symptoms of the syndrome. Denver is postponing part of the National Western Center's reboot. Denverite's David Sachs says the plan includes a new expo center and a 10,000-seat arena for the stock show and year-end events.
But Mayor Michael Hancock told the two business teams vying for the project that the bidding process is over, at least for now. As a result of Hancock's decision, 42 acres of private development is also on hold. Hancock blamed a steep drop in tourism revenue. Taxes from hotels and lodging like Airbnb are expected to fall 63% by year's end. The mayor will revisit the bidding process in 6 months. David Sachs, Denverite.
Colorado officials have given the okay for Denver Botanic Gardens to reopen. The city asked the state for a variance to the Safer at Home order. The agreement will limit the gardens to 25% capacity. Employees will be monitored daily for symptoms of COVID-19, and only 10 or fewer visitors will be allowed to view an exhibit at a time. It's 84 degrees, partly cloudy, windy in Denver, 70 and sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.